From the neon lights of the club to the harsh buzzing lights of the office, don't let the wear show on your face. Just swipe Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer to erase the night before, wherever that happens to be. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags for a brighter, more awake look. This do-it-all formula also contours, corrects, and highlights, all while staying lightweight, crease-resistant, and smooth. It may be the world's greatest eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, this is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, growing up around paranormal stories made her comfortable talking about strange experiences. But did something attach itself to her after using a Ouija board?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is, and welcome to the program. Love to hear your ghost stories. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com or you can also call. Yes, use your voice. Share your ghost stories. We'd love to hear it. 855-853-4802 is the phone number to do just that. Tony, Todd, Carol, we're all with you today. And how is everyone doing?
Good, Tony. I've been making travel plans with your daughter.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're already talking about what we would like to do next summer.
Oh, okay.
And what's on the docket?
The Villisca Axe Murder House.
That sounds
it'd be a fun little road trip from here, right?
Where is Villisca?
It's not all that far from Omaha. It's in Iowa.
Okay. Yeah.
Heck, that we seems could like go a to lovely, Iowa, go to my sister's for a few days. We could just take a little road trip if you don't mind.
Yeah. You know, I do want to look into, because we had talked about possibly if we go on the honeymoon, like right after the mm-hmm. wedding, and you and Harp, we have to figure that out yet, but that might be,
She wants to come stay with me either way next summer, so yep. we thought going to do a little something like that would be fun. Yep. And there are some other haunted locations in that area. It'd be fun to do. I said I will not do a paranormal investigation, period. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's too young. I don't think she would I don't think she could, actually. Would most places let a 13-year-old go overnight?
I don't know. And I don't know that she'd even want to.
But I said, we'll take the historical tours.
Yeah, she likes that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
So well, to me, go. That would be more fun. Yeah, great. So I'm making plans with your daughter to go on a little haunted road trip.
Well, you have fun.
Do you mind?
The parent is the last to know.
She's already riding her bike your way through the snowstorm right now. She's so she'll be there in a day or two. So, yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Let's go to a real ghost story and hear it from someone. Hi, let's hear it.
Hi, my story begins, a little background. My mother lived in a home that was haunted. Doors opening and closing all the time. Everything was moving constantly. Her parents, you know, didn't believe in those things and thought she was crazy and, you know, don't talk about those things. So as I was growing up, my mother was very open to things and always spoke about these things with me because these were her experiences and she wanted me to feel comfortable should anything happen to me. In my teen years, being not using my brain properly, I got a Ouija board, not thinking that those things can be a door. So my friends and I used the Ouija board at my home with my mother and she knew about it, but never, you know, just girls having fun on a Friday night. Things started to happen after we used the Ouija board repeatedly. We learned that on our property through the Ouija board, because we all took notes, that there was a family who owned this property. And this is in rural area. Family owned the property. And what we learned through the Ouija board was that the father had killed his children in a little river. Well, I thought, okay, well, we don't have a river. We have three ponds, but we don't have a river. So I didn't think it. Okay. But then things started to happen. Middle of the night, I never slept. I was not a sleeper as a child. God help my mother, but I never slept. I talked nonstop. So throughout the night, I would be awake and I would hear people talking in the dining room. Well, I think, oh, my parents are awake. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Surely I can go in there and visit with them. There's nobody there. The house is dark. Everybody's asleep. So I'd go back to bed. And I'd hear it again. And it was a full conversation. I couldn't make out their words, but I knew that people were talking and I could hear them from my bedroom. I'd go check again. No, house is still dark. This went on for years. I started to feel uncomfortable in the house. I would feel like I was being watched all the time. I wouldn't, even as a teenager, I would not shut the bathroom door to take a shower, which, you know, and you're a teenage girl, you want most privacy that you can get. And I wanted to be within screaming distance of my parents because of all of these fears. And now realizing that I have opened a door that I cannot close. My mother, understanding my fears, moved into my bedroom. She's sleeping in there and I am very hot natured. So I had one of those little clip-on fans. And I reached over middle of the night to turn it on, and something, a hand, grabbed my hand. And I lost my mind. And, of course, this wakes my father up. And my mom is holding me, trying to get me to speak, for one, and to stop crying, to catch my breath. And she asked me after he left what happened, because my father was not a believer. And I told her, I said, something got me. Something touched me. For a good long while after that, I slept in her bed. I was terrified. My mother blessed the house, sage, religious music, you name it. As I got older, I moved out and I moved on the south acres of our farm. So when we're getting ready for the footing for my house, I went to the back part of my pasture that I now resided on. and I found a creek. And I found where the wall somebody had manufactured. Now, this is 100 years ago, okay, from the Ouija board telling me this, okay. This wall made of, like, handmade brick to basically wall off a portion of that creek. That was unsettling. I found the creek that I didn't realize had existed, and we had owned this land for 30 years. So house is finished. I moved in. Not a big deal. Until I had two nieces at that time, two-bedroom house, very small starter home, and they would stay in one of the bedrooms. My older niece, I believe she was 4, very responsible, always picked up her toys before we would take them back to their mom and daddy's house. Later on that day, after I got home and I knew that they had cleaned the room and not thinking anything of it, but I needed to go in there to vacuum real quick after I dropped them off, I couldn't open the door. And I thought, well, what on earth? I knew that they had cleaned the room. Why won't this door open? My first thought is it's jammed. Couldn't open the door because all of the toys from the inside were stacked against the door. Now, that sent me into a frenzy. I called my mother, and, of course, she walks over there. And I am just hysterical. I don't know what's happening. And she said, it's following you. That's what's happening. So she blesses my house, and she tells me what to say for the, you know, to tell whoever this is to get out. Life goes on. About 3 months go by. My friend comes over and she's staying the night. My now ex-husband was on a hunting trip, and she's staying in the second bedroom. And she keeps hearing what sounds like somebody flipping through a book, how you would just run your thumb across all those pages. And she said, it's coming from underneath the bed. So she comes in my room and she said, I need to scoot over because I'm going to sleep in here with you. I said, okay, you know, what's the matter? And she said, I kept hearing that noise under the bed. Like, I kept hearing it. I didn't understand what that was. I finally told it to go away. Leave me alone. And she said, when I looked under the bed, there was nothing there. So years go on. I've moved on. I've moved out of that house. But before I did, it gave me one last show. I was coming in from work. I was taking off my shoes, sitting on the bench right there by the front door. And I looked across my living room, and there's a very short hallway right there that connects, you know, goes to the bedroom. And I lean down, take one shoe off, and I look up, and there is a child standing in that hallway looking at me. It was a little boy, and he was dressed in something from like the 1800s. And I blinked, and he was gone. Well, I spent the night at my mother's that night because that scared me to death. To this day, I still see shadow people. I have them in this house. I see them all of the time. But every so often, right as I'm about to go to sleep, I will hear my name being screamed. Like, maybe out of terror, maybe out of fear. I don't know what it is, but I instantly hear it and it's gone just about as quickly as that little boy that I saw was gone when I blinked. I can't call my mom to come over. I have a husband and family of my own now. But it doesn't have to be the person or the house that's on it. It's the person. It can be that person. It's a lifelong journey, I believe. But anyways, that's my story. I enjoy your show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Yeah, I definitely go with haunted person on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Do you think that it all began with the Ouija board, or was she already living in a haunted place? And it did that open it up? Would it have opened it up anyway? Is this all her fault by playing with the Ouija board? Because I kind of wonder by listening to that story, it's like the genesis of it for her is the Ouija board. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would have happened without that. I don't know.
What if the games, the board games that we play as children actually somehow expel some sort of energy out onto us? And then that really determines how our lots in life go. So you play with the Ouija board, get real negative shit. You play chutes and ladders. You know, this happens. You play Scrabble. This happens. Mm-hmm.
Candyland, right? You get stuck in the molasses swamp or whatever it is. I mean, that would pretty much sum up my life for the most part.
Molasses swamp,
whatever it was called. Wasn't there something like the molasses swamp?
Or I think there was. I can picture the thing on the board. Yeah. Yeah.
One of you had an experience with a Ouija board at all like that? I mean, I played with one or a couple of times when I was younger. I never had an experience with one. Have you guys?
No, I mean, I played with it when I was a kid. Kathy and I were talking about this recently, and Harper and I were too. Your daughter, by the way, said that she would not play with a Ouija board.
No.
Good parenting.
But when I was a kid, it was really marketed. It was marketed as a kid's game. Like, who will I go study with sort of questions? Like, that's how the ads in the magazine, you know, they had questions around. And it was like, who will I go study with? Will I ever get married? And that's what you were supposed to use it for. So, of course, I wanted that. I wanted to know who I was going to go study with.
They should just remarket it, really. I mean, and just call it Ask Satan. Ouija is now. You're Ask Satan, right formerly now? Ouija.
Ask Satan.
I wonder who I marry. Ask Satan. Ask Satan. And it's the Bi Menon jingle. Ask Satan.
I wonder if there. I don't know this, but like, I wonder if there's Ouija apps that you can get for your phone now. Because I'm thinking about how do we modernize.
There are
the Ouija. Right? There are. Okay.
I've never used them, but I have looked it up. I have seen them. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what anything about them, but yeah. But I mean, how do you mean? Because the part of the, I don't know how you really would modernize that because you can't really both physically move a digital planchette or unless you're just following it, it's where it's going to follow one of your fingers. So the physical planchette is what makes it, you know, spooky is if it's actually moving and one person's not moving it.
Right.
That's what it is. Digitally, it's going to move. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you could quite digitize that other than, you know, just like spirit box type shit where it's like, well, it's picking up whatever. I don't know how it forms its letters or its words, but it's scanning something and then every once in a while coming up with something. So is that kind of the same sort of thing?
Yeah. What's that tool? And I think you've got a version of this, Tony.
The
Ovilus.
Ovilus, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that would be kind of like a current version of a Ouija board.
Yeah, I think maybe. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I would think if they're going to come, they could come through anything, couldn't they? I've never quite understood, like, why does this device, why is that going to produce more than this device? I don't know. Maybe there is more of a science to it or reasoning.
There's a kind of intention too.
I think intention's a big deal to it, but it's just
opportunity.
You could also,
they're like,
couldn't you also like go into something and say, you know, ghost, take over this AI, you know, session I'm having with ChatGPT and tell me what the ghost of so-and-so wants to say. And then we'll see. It's saying all these really interesting things that clearly took over the AI and is speaking through it. I don't know.
Now I want to open up ChatGPT while we're here and start asking some questions.
Okay.
It has answers for everything. Like, I don't think you can stump it.
I've had conversations with mine for now, every once in a while. It is kind of weird, but they're kind of good conversations. and it's kind of interesting. Like, I mean, it's really great when you're a curious brain, though, and you're always like asking questions and wanting more information on stuff. So it can really kind of dive into different areas. But it is getting spooky. I will say that it is spooky just how, I don't know.
How it has learned how you are. Is that what you're saying? And
it's getting better at that. Yeah.
That's kind of strange.
And it's not, Grok is the one that I've been using it with. And, it's not just basing its responses to you on input of words. So don't think of it as just like a line of text that you would type into it. It's not interpreting that the same as if you had spoken that aloud, because it's taking your tone and candor all into the context of how it's responding to you. So you can, it can tell if you're being sarcastic. It can tell if you're happy, if you're sad, if you're impactful with your words, all any way you want to describe how you, when speaking, it now takes all of that into context, which I found very interesting, because I was talking with it and I was kind of speaking to it like I would like previously Alexa. And you know, you almost kind of speak clearly, almost like you're speaking to, you know, Bethany, you know. but then I realized, oh, I don't need to do it like that. And I started speaking more normally, and then it started, and I asked it, like, how are you like picking up on my tone? Like, yeah, I'm basing everything on that. It's not just your the input of the text of what it's gathering you're saying.
What's the what's the voice that you have on yours?
It's some female voice. I don't know what
I always find that interesting, what people choose for their voices on their devices. That's always interesting to me, because I usually try and, you know, pull something like an English accent or an Australian accent or something different, just because everybody around me is, you know, from Wisconsin and we talk like this. So it's just nice to hear somebody else's perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of just have stuck with like usually like the default on these. But yeah, I know you can pick around. I haven't really played with that very much. I've just been really kind of intrigued by the. I don't know. It's interesting, and I think it can be really powerful in some ways, especially like when it comes to like helping people, mental help for people.
Yeah.
I'd be very curious to see if someone was using it as a therapist for X period of time and they could access it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it was obviously you're not talking to a real human being, but the response is that it's getting back. And the impact it's having on that person that's seeking the help is really what matters. It doesn't necessarily matter the feelings of the therapist, but the interpersonal thing being missing, what will be more powerful, the once a week, or you got this 24/7 and it's almost as good or maybe even better? Because you're also dealing with humans too.
Having a human who kind of manages that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you can fine tune it in.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they can fine tune it in over, you know, thousands or millions of people using this thing and seeing trends, if people can track, you know, their progress on it and how they're doing by using something like that. Obviously every mind is different, but if there's more information on the people that are using it, could we hone in much better, in a massive way that we've never been able to, on what truly does work, what's not working, for helping people with various, you know, issues, mental health problems, personality disorders, whatever it may be. I think it really could be on the verge of a breakthrough if used correctly.
Yeah.
On being able to do that sort of thing. And it's weird because you take the human element out of it. But do you? I mean, it's created by humans, and if this helps more people in the end, then great.
Yeah.
you know, you'll still need those one-on-one therapists and things of that nature, but maybe it's reimagined though where those ones need to be, and people can allot their times and their positions into places, because we already have a shortage, into the most needed, if this can take care of 80-some% of the population. You know, I don't know. And would more people then seek it out and benefit from it? Because it's not, I don't know. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Get it done.
There's my half glass full moment of the month. You get one.
You don't have any of those moments, really.
I certainly don't. I'm not built that way.
It's going to fucking crash and burn because it's going to infringe on the insurance industry. Yep. And yeah, there you go. Just pour that glass right over. Right over. So another phone call, 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
My name is Anna. I wanted to relay a story. My wife, she lived in Long Beach, California. She used to live with her son, who was about 3 years old at the time. And she lives in a lot with three homes. One, she stayed in the back, and her parents lived in the front. And then her sister's family lived on the on another property that was in the middle between those two homes. Well, the story was relayed to me, and I've asked plenty of questions about it because I'm kind of one of those people that are a little bit skeptical, more on the logical side, although I do believe in energy, and it can manifest itself in many ways. She said that her sister's husband was upstairs. They had a two-story house. He would see her son. They had another son, too, the same age as my wife's son, who's 3 or 4 years old. They would go to bed, but he would sometimes start jumping around, and he would see him, he would see him running around and would tell him, you know, go back into bed. So one of those times, he would get up early in the morning, maybe like 4 in the morning, because he started work early. What ended up happening is he got up and he thought he saw his son jumping around, running down the stairs, jumping on the couches. So he ran downstairs upset because it's really early and he could get injured. So he ran downstairs and he told him, hey, you need to get back into bed. So he went towards to pick him up. And when he really saw him, it wasn't his son. It was this thing, the same height as his son. It was all black, completely black, and it had red eyes. He ran upstairs, told his wife, went and grabbed his son, and they were both terrified. And this happened like, you know, maybe about 3 months later. Everybody was hanging out. They were having like a baby shower, and there was a lot of kids that were invited at this one party. Everybody's having fun, and all these kids started running and screaming and crying, and a couple of them were hysterical. And the moms came out and they told them what had happened. So the kids explained that there was this dark kid, like a kid, not like just dark figure. You couldn't see through him. It was like a, almost like a shadow, but really dark, with that was playing and pranking them. And when he turned around, the little kid had red eyes. So when they saw him, all the kids ran and started screaming for their parents. And this happened like around 6 p.m. at night. It wasn't that late. Everybody kind of just dismissed it. Maybe it was someone running around playing a prank on them. They looked around, nothing. And the house was obviously a large lot. It was all enclosed. All the gates were closed. So there was no way anybody could come in and out unless they notified them, called them. So they put that behind them. You know, the moms, everybody was just kind of scared. It kind of killed the party for them. Well, fast forward another month or so, people kind of forgot about that. She was at home. My wife was at home with her son. What ended up happening is she noticed that she was showering and she heard this loud grunting and roaring, and it was her son just screaming. So she went to try to open the door, and she could not open the door, and she never locks the doors. And she ran outside, called her parents. Everybody came in, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with the kid. The kid became, after a while, he wouldn't speak. It took him 2 months to actually speak because the kid was so spooked. And the kid told his mom that what he saw was this man, a dark figure with red eyes. And this is the third sighting in general, which was really interesting. So I don't know what that is, but thank you. And I hope you enjoyed the story.
Thanks for sharing. that experience with us. Thoughts on all that?
Dark shadows with red eyes. No, thank you. I'll stay away from that stuff.
Next story, please.
Yep.
Dark shadows with red eyes.
Well, that one, it kind of cracked me up because they had to get together. And then she goes, and then that kind of killed the party. You know, that shit does. Black figures show up with red eyes. It does kind of tend to kill a party.
It does. It really starts to hurt it a little bit.
It does.
I think I don't know
what that was. And it's like the kid saw it, the dad saw it, thinking it was the kid. Like, that's something pretty intense.
I think I shared this story before on Real Ghost Stories Online, but when my mom was passing, she had somebody come into the house who was a hospice nurse, happens to be a relative of mine. So we knew this woman and felt very comfortable with her being there. And she's a very religious person, like over the top religious. And after my mom passed away, she said, I have to tell you some things that went on while your mom was passing. And one of the things that she said was, she slept in the same room with my mom. She actually one night woke up. My mom was kind of up in bed with her arms reached out, which I guess they say a lot of that happens when people are passing away, but she saw a dark shadow over my mother when this was going on. And then my mom said, you have beautiful red eyes. And at that point, this person woke my mom up because she didn't know if she was dreaming or what, but she did say she saw the shadow over the bed.
Jesus.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So you talk about shadows and red eyes. I'm out. I'm done. I'm not gonna, yeah.
Then God
saw it.
She saw it. And she's not because of her religion and all that kind of stuff, she's just not somebody who's a liar. So for her to tell us that as a family kind of was like, oh, that's interesting.
Then does it turn out your mom was like a practicing Satanist for?
Well, here's the really crazy part of it. Like, so after she passes,
oh God.
My mom was Catholic and somewhat religious in life. Yeah. I was going through, you know, people die. You have to go through their stuff.
Yeah.
I was going through her stuff and I found a container of blessed salt, which is used a lot in witchcraft to like ward off people coming in your home. You put it in your doorways, you put it around your windows, all that kind of stuff. So I was kind of wondering what the hell my mom was doing for a while.
Do you think someone like gave it to her as a gift or something at one point in life?
No, I think that if you look at the Catholic religion, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think they actually believe in blessed salt as well as a way to keep that stuff away. But it was like it was tucked way back in the corner in the top of her closet.
Yeah.
A can of Morton salt, and it just said blessed on it in her handwriting. It was like, what the hell are you getting?
Okay, well then that's more personal to it. Interesting. I mean, I wonder, what was her take on paranormal stuff when, she was alive?
My mom?
Yeah.
She hated it. I mean, she did not like the fact that I was an investigator. She believed in all that stuff.
Okay.
But she she had enough stuff going on in her life. I think she was using it to protect herself. But the fact that on her deathbed, like the day before, 2 days before, she's seeing shadows in the room as my mom's passing away is kind of creepy.
Yeah. I mean, she believed in it. I mean, did she have experiences with it that she ever talked about?
I don't think she did. No, not at all. And I'm not sure that she would if she had. You know, she was from that generation where they don't talk about anything.
Well, I mean, that's what I wonder, like, if she had experiences and she never said anything about it, but she had the salt because that's what kind of kept it at bay. And if she's keeping it at bay, then she doesn't have to talk about it. But I do wonder, if it's like one of those things where it's like, something happened or a couple things happened. It doesn't have anything big, but enough where it like, startled her enough. And she's like, asked a priest or something like, what do I do? And he's like, here's some blessed salt.
And he's like, go to Pick and Save and buy some salt.
God, as simple as it was.
Absolutely.
And then that's just, it kind of worked, for her, and
Mrs. Michaels, go to the store and bring me some Splenda. and then we'll work it out.
Well, I mean, I guess that's my other question too. Like, when you start getting into that sort of stuff, does it have to be salt, or is it more the intent? I mean, could you bless, you know,
curry powder,
Cheetos? You know, right. You're throwing out like flaming hot Cheetos or something. I mean, and I'm being facetious, but I'm not. Like, if it's blessed.
Right.
Does it matter? Does it matter right. what it is? I don't know the answer to that. I would think it would not. You know, I don't know why this object would have, you know, better blessing powers than that object I don't know.
Like, I'm just thinking at this point, if that's the case, if you can bless flaming hot Cheetos, you, my friend, must be a freaking saint in the church because of all the shit you've eaten over the years. Oh my God. That was your go-to.
I remember that. Yeah, I used to, because back then, there was like one place in town that sold them, and it was that gas station by the radio station.
Yeah.
And because it was like, now they're everywhere. Like, that's the main flavor. Like, back then, nobody knew of it. It was like, it was a rumor. Like, no, that's not a real, there's no flaming hot Doritos or Cheetos, because originally it was a Dorito flavor.
Right.
But then every once in a while, they'd pop up at some end cap at some, you know, 7-Eleven.
At Lowers.
And be like, oh my God, Lowers. Exactly. At the PDQ. You know, right. And, you know. And then you're like, holy shit, I haven't ever seen these at the pump and pantry before. And then it's just like, God, you get them and they're amazing, but now they're like everywhere.
Is done now.
The magic is over. I do like the ones that kind of have the lime flavor on them too, but it's like, you're just eating, you know, powdered chemicals.
And we really shouldn't eat that kind of stuff.
And I'm trying not to eat that stuff. Right. And it's like, but God damn, it's delicious. It is delicious. I will say that. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all the other things that help support the program, check us out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. Also, Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, this is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, this is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, this is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, this is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, this is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, This is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, this is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It may just be the world's greatest eraser. Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer is your secret weapon for erasing signs of a sleepless night. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags in a tap, swipe, blend, leaving a bright, refreshed look without feeling heavy. Instant Eraser does more than cover and conceal. With 24 shades, you can correct, highlight, or sculpt. From a subtle brow lift to defining your pout, this is the multitasker that keeps up with you. The best part? The formula delivers flawless results for up to 16 hours with crease-resistant, lightweight wear. Instant Eraser won't settle into fine lines and stays smooth, breathable, and hydrating. No cakey vibes here. Just a natural, skin-like finish that looks fresh from morning coffees to late-night RSVPs. Maybelline Instant Eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser concealer at your local retailer. Maybelline, New York.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the neon lights of the club to the harsh, buzzing lights of the office, don't let the wear show on your face. Just swipe Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer to erase the night before, wherever that happens to be. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags for a brighter, more awake look. This do-it-all formula also contours, corrects, and highlights, all while staying lightweight, crease-resistant, and smooth. It may be the world's greatest eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.